Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 27. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's something on my heart tonight that I think is going to help all of us. We're in different places, different phases of our lives, our spiritual walk with God. And so maybe this doesn't necessarily pertain to you, but I think in time we'll all start to see how important it is for us to get a hold of this, especially with the days that we're living in right now. Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. You know, Pastor has been speaking the last couple of times. He talked about don't quit. Oh, that was good. Amen. Don't quit. No matter what, no matter how you feel, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter, someone else you know who you thought was a great believer and they fell, amen, or they gave up, you don't give up. You stay with the program. You stay going after it, amen. And then he talked about last Sunday, you know, facing your mountains. Amen. It's good. So you got to face them. You got to take a stand against some things. Amen. You got to come to a point in your life when enough's enough. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I'm just kind of going to springboard off of both of those tonight if I could. Amen. And I just call this, it's time to take possession. It's time to take possession. Amen. You know, there's a lot that God is wanting to do in these last days. And sometimes we get frantic about how's he going to get it all done. Well, God's got a plan. Amen. And the best part about the plan is he wants to use you and I in the plan. And so it's really important for us to understand that we got to position ourselves properly if we want to be part of the plan. If you and I are just, you know, constantly being in a whirlwind about what's going on around us in our own lives, we're not going to be much use for the kingdom. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You're not going to be, because you're tied up in yourself. You're tied up in what's going on in your little corner of the world. And so you can't expand out. Amen? You know, it tells us in Isaiah to stretch forth our tents, you know, to strengthen our tent pegs. Amen? Not because necessarily of the storms of life, but because of what God is going to do is so great. Amen. You've got to have a bigger capacity in you spiritually to take this on. Amen? And so we got to get past us. Amen? Hallelujah. Now we're going to look at this in Genesis chapter 27. I've got several scriptures for you tonight. I hope you don't mind. Amen? So we're just going to start to this. This is talking about whenever Jacob deceived his father and got the firstborn blessing. Amen? From Esau, his older brother. Praise God. And so he goes and he does the things he does. You know, he covers, you know, his arms with the skin and everything. And he deceives his father. And his father gives him the blessing, amen, over Esau. And Esau comes in. Of course, he's got the venison and all that, you know, and everything. And Isaac says, "Who are you?" Amen. He said, "Well, I'm Esau, your firstborn. Amen. I brought you this savory meat to eat out there in the field trying to kill this deer and all." Amen. And he said, "It's too late. I've already gave the blessing to your brother." Amen. Now, to you and I, in the Western thinking that we are in right now, what's that? You know, if I went to Dustin, you know, and I told him, he's my firstborn, and told him that, you know, I was going to give him a blessing, he probably think, well, yay, whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. What's old dad got hidden that I don't know about? Amen. But the thing of it is that in Eastern thinking, the blessing of the firstborn was the greatest blessing that you could have. Amen. It came with it all sorts of things. Amen. You were the head of the household. after you know, after the father died and everything, and you made the decisions and all that wonderful stuff. Praise God. But Esau sold his birthright for stew. Amen. And so he said, Father, do you not have another blessing? Something that you could give me? As this is what he said, you know. Amen. He said this, and Esau said to his father in verse 38, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of the heaven from above. And by the sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion, say dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Amen. Praise God. Now, I know that doesn't sound necessarily like, what's that mean? Amen. Well, you got to know what the word dominion means here. Amen. And it means to break free, to loose the bondage, to break the bands that were holding you back. Amen. Does anybody ever feel like there's something holding you back? Just anything in your life, circumstances in your life, the way your life has been up to this point, is holding your back? Amen. Well, you got to take what Isaac told Esau and put it in what you need to do. Amen. Now, I've got some other translations here that might help you to start to understand what this is all about. Now, dominion means to break free. Amen. Now, I've got five different translations I'm going to read of the last part of this. The first one is the Message Bible, and it says, but when you can't take it anymore, you'll break loose and run free. When you just can't take it anymore. Amen. The easy to read version says this, but when you fight to be free, you'll break away from his control. See this? When you get fed up, when you can't take it anymore, and when you start to fight. Do you see that? Amen? Yeah, but I'm a believer. I'm not supposed to be a fighter. Well, you're in the army of God, aren't you? Well, armies fight. Amen? The Common English Bible says this, but when you grow restless, you will tear away his harness from your neck. When you grow restless, when you can't take it anymore, when you start to fight to get your freedom, amen? The Voice version says this, but when you grow restless to be free, you'll break his yoke from your neck, amen? And then the New Living Translation says this. This is the one I like the best. But when you decide to break free, when you decide, amen? When you're fed up, when you just get to a point when enough's enough, you're tired of the devil messing with your life, amen, then you'll do something. But up until that time, you won't. Amen. I was in that mode for a long time. And just recently, the Lord has been showing me things that I need to be having in my life, but I don't have them right now because I've been satisfied with what's been going on. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not been great, even though I've struggled in areas, amen, I just put up with it. How many things are you putting up with right now? You're just putting up with it, amen. Well, you know, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just trusting God. I'm just doing this. I'm just doing that. And every one of them things that you're doing, you're not doing anything. You're expecting God to do it all. Now, I'm not trying to be critical, but I'm trying to enlighten all of us to understand that you and I, like it was saying there, you have to fight. Amen? You have to fight. Praise God. I got a little bit more on that, but then we'll move on. In the New Living the Living Bible, it says this, yours will be no life of ease and luxury, but you shall hew your way with your sword. What's that sound like? Doesn't sound like to me that you're going to be sitting on the couch somewhere eating potato chips and drinking Dr. Pepper. It sounds to me like you're going to have to fight to get what is yours. Well, yeah, but I'm in covenant with God. He's supposed to just give it to me. He did. Everything you will ever need is already yours. But you have an enemy who wants to keep you out of that promised land, which we'll look at after a while. Amen? He wants to keep you out of the things that belong to you by right of the blood of Jesus. He doesn't care anything about the blood. And he wants to keep you and I so tore up that we can't even think about what rightfully belongs to us. We're constantly in damage control, trying to repair one thing after another after another. You get to one place and you breathe once, and then you're right back at it again. And it's not a fight. You're not fighting to get what's yours. You're just trying to keep your head above the waters. Do you see that?
Oh, no.
Amen? That's not how we're supposed to be living as believers. That's not what God intended for you and I. That's not what He sent Jesus to the cross for. So that you and I would just, you know, roll over and play dead. And let the devil kick you one time and another, and you're just rolling, you know, like some of them old Westerns, you know, when they're having the bar fights, and they got a guy down the floor, and they just keep keeping, and he gets rolling and rolling and rolling until he goes out the door. That's how he wants you. Down, defensive all the time, blocking. Do you see that? Amen? That's not how you're supposed to live. You have dominion. Say dominion. You have dominion. Amen?
Amen?
You have dominion over the earth. Amen? That's what, I mean, that's what God said. Let us make man in our own image. Or man be in our image. Amen? And have dominion over the earth, over the fish, over the fowl of the air, and all that good stuff. Amen? But I guess somebody forgot to tell us somewhere along the line. I don't know why or how, but we must have missed it. We must have been nodding off when someone said, there's a fight of faith. Amen. And you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to fight to live. Because I can guarantee you, and I'm not trying to put fear into anybody, but if the devil could take you out tonight, he'll do it. Amen. It doesn't matter that you're going to heaven. It's just that now you're out of His domain. Do you see that? We've got to start to fight. Amen. We've got to start to do things differently. Amen. You got to do, you know, let's go and look at this. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. If I got these scriptures, I might as well tell them to you. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's look at this. When you get there, say amen. Don't get quiet on me, okay? Because, see, this is a time for us to be shouting, a time for a war cry to come out of the church, coming out of the people, amen? It shouldn't be just the preacher trying to stir you up, amen, but to stir yourself up. I have to stir myself up. You know, a pastor doesn't live with us. Amen? I only see him twice a week. Sometimes we'll text or whatever. But I only see him twice a week. So I can't have him stirring me up on Monday and Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Amen? Paul told Timothy, you got to stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of you. You got to stir it up yourself. You got to do something. Amen? You know, David, when he came back, you know, to Ziklag, you know, he had to stir himself up. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. You got to get fed up. Say, I'm fed up with the way things are. Well, yeah, but now, Pastor, my life's pretty good. Well, get fed up with someone else then. You know someone else who's having a tough time. Get fed up for them. Stand in the gap for them. Amen. Hallelujah. And I can guarantee you, your life isn't as good as what you think. Because if you had everything that God has promised you, then you'd be in some tall cotton then. But not yet. Amen. Where were we at? Ephesians chapter 4, aren't we? Amen. Look at this in verse 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Amen. Be ye angry and sin not. Well, there's only two types of anger. Amen. There's soulish anger, and then there's holy anger. Amen. You can be angry and sin not. Jesus was angry at times. Did he ever sin? No. So you can do the same thing. Amen. As long as your anger is not in the soul area. Because whenever your anger gets into the soul area, after a while that anger turns to pity for yourself. Who let this guy in? Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. But a holy anger is an anger that stops things. It says, be angry and sin not, neither give place to the devil. Do you see that? Amen. So you can be angry, but be angry in the right direction. Amen. Be angry at your adversary and not your circumstances. Amen. Be angry at the one who's causing these things and tell him to his face, today is the day you stop. And mean it. Amen? And mean it. Hallelujah. Give no place to your enemy. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen? Let's look at this in 1 Peter chapter 5. Praise God. You all still with me, aren't you? 1 Peter. We all know this, but it's also good to understand what we need to do here. Let's look at this in verse 6. 1 Peter 5, 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, see, here's your adversary, the devil. It's not your neighbor. It's not your spouse. It's not your job. It's not your boss. It's not anybody else. You do not war against flesh and blood. Amen. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for the weak and the feeble. Amen. Hallelujah. He's looking for anyone who just gives up. I can't take it anymore. Sure you can. Because if you got God on your side, then you've got all you need. Amen. Yeah, but you just don't know the pressure I'm under. We've all been under pressure. You might be under pressure right now. Amen. But that pressure is not greater than the God who lives inside of you. Amen. You just got to come to a point. I just got to come to a point, and I have come to a point where I'm fed up. I'm just fed up. I'm facing my mountain, and I'm speaking to my mountain out of Mark 11:23. Amen. It's got to go. It's got to go. It has no choice. Yeah, but it's still there. I said that 5 times, and it's still there. Amen. Well, try 5 more times. If that don't work, try 5 more. If that don't work, try 5 more. See, the thing of it is that for the most part, people are not persistent.
That's right.
They'll do something for a while. because it sounds good, it's trendy, churchy, whatever, amen. And they'll do it for a while, but then when they don't see anything happening with their eyes, then they stop. But they've never came to the realization that when you're speaking these things, things in the supernatural are taking place. And you don't necessarily see them right off. But the moment you quit, you lose momentum. And everything that you had gained in the spirit now starts to drain away from you. Amen. Well, I just wish I would have known that. You should know that. Amen. You're a believer. You don't have to have all of these outward things before you believe. You believe just because the Word says so. Amen? Amen? That's the only reason. You don't have to have any other confirmations. Amen. That's why we give up. That's why we quit. That's why, you know, we were sounding so good for a while. That's why people backslide. That's why they leave church. That's why they go from one church to another, because it's too hard at this one. I want something easy. But the thing of it is that even though it's easier, you don't get any results. The very thing that you need, you don't see. Amen? I said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't clam up on me now. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Satan's looking for these weak and feeble people. He'll never capture the strong and vigilant. Never. You never see a lion get the strongest gazelle out of the herd. He always looks for grandma or grandpa or this one little, you know, rebellious one who thinks he can do it all, and they end up being dinner. But the strong and the vigilant, he can't get to at all. Amen? Hallelujah. So you've got to get past the weak and feeble mindset. Amen? And let me tell you this. No one, and I mean no one, can pray you out of that kind of mindset. No one can build you up that much that when you leave their presence that you are good to go from then on. No one can do it. Amen. No one can do it. I wish they could. I want to know who that person is, so I could go to that person and pay homage to them. Yeah. Amen? And let them put their little bony finger on my forehead and tell me everything is all right. From this moment forward, you shall have everything. And it comes to pass before I leave their presence. That would be awesome. But it's not like that in what we call the real world. Amen? You have to fight for what you want. Amen. And a wonderful thing about it is that you don't fight with natural weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are what? Not carnal, but what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, which we'll look at this in a minute here. Amen. Hallelujah. If you get really excited, I go faster. I don't know if you knew that or not. Amen. So if you've not ate yet and you're hungry, you need to really get on board right now. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to be strong. People can stand with us, but they can't stand in for us. Eventually, you're going to have to do it. Eventually, you're going to have to be the one who is fighting it, who's going after it, who's taken the sword of the Spirit, amen, the Word of God, and going after it with everything that you got. Yeah, there may be tears rolling down your face, amen, but you're not giving up, and you're not crying because you're weak. You're crying because you know that your God is strong, and He's going to bring you out of this thing, glory to God, in a big way, Amen? But you have to be strong. Say, I got to be strong. Luke chapter 11. Let's look at that. Hallelujah. I tell you, if we would trust God's word, like it says in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and what will He do? He'll direct your path. Amen. But we got to trust Him with what? All of our head, right? All of our mind, right? All of our senses, right? What is it? Our heart. We got to trust Him with all of our heart. Amen. Your head is not going to be in alignment with your heart until it's been renewed by the Word. Amen. And so we're going to be renewing our minds from now on until Jesus comes or we, you know, we pass on. Amen. But we got to understand we've got to be strong. Amen. Where did I tell you to go? Luke 11, didn't I? Hallelujah. Let's look at this. Amen. Let's see. Let's look at verse 21. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. When a strong man keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. Amen? Then it says this, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he takes away from him all his armor wherein he trusted and he divides his spoils. That's exactly what Satan wants to do. He wants to appear to you to be bigger than you. Bigger than the God that's on the inside of you. Bigger than the Holy Spirit that you have dwelling on the inside of you. He wants to appear stronger than that. So that He can take your armor off of you. Strip you down to nothing. Amen. And leave you hopeless. That's what He wants. Amen. And the sad thing is that so many people do that. He growls once and they just fall. Amen. We can't do that, church. Say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at this. We'll go down and read a little bit more. In verse 24, it says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And I thought, I guess the Spirit of God showed me this. I was just reading this before Kay and I left to come here. And the only place that Satan can find rest is in your turmoil. That's the only place he can find rest. Whenever you are in turmoil, that's when he's at peace. Amen. I don't want him to be at peace anymore. I want him to be in pieces. Amen. You understand that? So he goes around looking. He said, I know what. I'll go back to them because, shoot, by this time, they've pretty well, they went bad. They quit watching, you know, religious stuff on TV. They're back to watching Andy now. Amen. And whatever else. No offense to Andy. I shouldn't have said that. That was taboo right there. Amen. Amen. He knows human nature. He's been studying you and I since birth. He knows what we'll do, when we'll do it. Amen. And if you and I don't catch ourselves, we will revert back to what we used to do. I'll go back to where I came. Amen. So what does he find when he gets there? He finds it swept and garnished. Looks good. Real churchy. Amen. Got my little cross lapel pin, a bumper sticker on my car. I got my 35-pound Bible with me. Amen. Hallelujah. And whenever I come into Doran Church, the church greeters always hear me speaking in tongues. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? But He comes back and he finds it looking good from an outward appearance, but the inside is totally empty. Amen. We can't let him do that to us no more. You understand what I'm saying? It says, then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. No resistance whatsoever. Come on in to welcome that's out. I've been expecting you. Amen. And it says that the last state of this man is worse than the first. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I wonder why that would be. Why would that be like that? Because this person has thought they were in good shape. They thought they were in good shape. But then when push comes to shove, they find out they have nothing. So they become disheartened. They quit going to church altogether because, and then they say this faith stuff doesn't even work. Amen. So their last estate's worse than the first. Amen. It's a sad state, amen, of this type of thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where do we want to go now? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1. I told you I had a bunch of scriptures, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 1. You know, there just comes a time when you're just going to have to take the so-called bull by the horns, which is yourself, shake yourself real good, and just stare at yourself in a mirror and say you're going to change. Amen. You're going to change. We're not putting up with this any longer. Amen. I mean, how long is too long? Think about that. How long is too long? What are you able to tolerate until you say, that's it? Where's that line in the sand? Amen? Well, it's different for every person. But I found out that I could tolerate a lot. Way more than I should have. Amen? And it just seems like once he starts... He's like building something around you. And he'll start with this foundation of, you know, faith is okay, you know, and I really want it to work. Amen. But I don't know how. I don't have time to you know, study like that. I definitely don't have time to pray like that. And then he'll bring in another thing, and it'll be another little block that he'll set on that foundation. And you're still seeing out, and you still see things that are good. Amen. But how long is it going to take before he builds up the block so high that it blocks your vision? I'm talking about your spiritual vision. How long is it going to take before it gets to that point? Amen. Glory to God. We can't do that. We got to start being wall busters. Amen. And start beating things down. Now look at this. When I asked, you know, how long is it going to take? God asked the same question. Amen. And let's look at this in verse 6. Deuteronomy 1, 6. It says, the Lord our God spake unto us in Hebron, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. You know, even God comes to a point and says, you've been here way too long. Amen. What's the deal? Why are you still allowing this to happen when I have given you everything that you would ever need? Amen. I've given you the way. I've given you protection. Amen. Why are you still here? You've dwelt here long enough. Amen? So how do you get away from that? this. It says, turn you and take your journey. Change direction. Amen. If you've been going in one direction and you see that it's not taking you anywhere, then you're going to have to change direction. Amen. You're going to have to turn away from what was and start to move in a different way. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn you and take your journey. Amen. And go to the mount of the Amorites and into all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and all this good stuff. And he says, behold, in verse 8, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land, which the Lord sware unto your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give unto them and to their seed after them. The only way that you and I are going to get to the place where we need to be is that we're going to have to turn from what was. Amen. If it is not productive, turn away from it. Amen. And go a different way. If you turn your journey, he says that you'll find the promised land. Do you see that? Amen. You'll find the promised land. He was saying this, stop going down a dead-end road. Stop doing that. Amen. The word journey here is interesting. It means to pull up your tent pins. Pull up your tent pins. Amen. Hallelujah. And move. Go in a different place. Amen. Hallelujah. But the thing of it is that it's so many times that we'll move our tent pins, but we only move them a little bit. And the Lord told me this. He said, do not, let me find it, don't pitch your tent where the storm is. Don't pitch your tent where the storm is. You'd be surprised how many people like to live in storms. Amen. If they didn't have storms, they wouldn't have anything to talk about. That's the truth. You know people like that. Amen. That if they didn't have a storm, if they didn't have a situation, they'd be at a loss for words. Amen. Well, I want to start to talk about the calm places, the green pastures. Amen. The still waters. That's the places I want to start to talk about. I'm done with talking about storms. Amen. Amen. Turn your journey. Pull up your tent pegs and move in a different direction. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what he's telling us to do. Just go to the place that I'm telling you to go to. Amen? Go to that place. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So what stops most people from moving on? Fear. Fear stops you in your tracks. The unknown, not for sure. Well, I don't know if I do this, what about this? Or what about this? Yeah, I know God said that, but what about this? Do you know how many times we use the word but? Amen, when it comes to what God has said, and yet we have another scenario that we want to look at too? Amen. The children of Israel had the same issue. Let's look at this. Let's go to Numbers 13. I had never seen this until as I was studying for this, and I had never seen it before. You all probably did, I'm sure, because you're all so smart. Amen. And so holy and spiritual. But I didn't. Amen. So I must be none of the above. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. We're going to talk about the spies going into the Canaan land. Amen? And we want to look about what God said to do and then what God, then what Moses instructed the spies to do. And you're going to find out that it's just the same today as it was then. Amen? Let's look at this. In chapter 13, we're going to start with verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the Lord said this himself, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give you. He said to search the land Amen. Of the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. God said, I want you to send one of each of the 12 tribes to the Canaan land to check it out, to look at it, to be all inspired of how great this land is. See, whenever God says, you know, when I want you to look at something, it's not for the negative side, it's for the positive side. Amen. I want you to look at this. That's why, you know, God told Satan, have you seen my servant Job? Check him out. Amen. He wants him to see because he's the best. Amen. And that's what God wanted them to do. Look at the best that I have. I'm not going to get done tonight, so we'll have to leave the rest of it for another time. Amen. There's just too much here that I want to look at. Amen. But we will we'll start to wind down here in Numbers 13. And so Moses gets one man from each of the 12 tribes, and this is what he says to them in verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up the mountain and see the land where it is. Okay, that's what God said, right? He said, go and let them look at this land. It is good land. Is that where Moses stopped? No. He says this, see the land and the people that dwell there. I want you to look at them too. Whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad. God gave it to them. How could it be bad? But Moses is saying, I want you to check it out. Go and check out the people and see if this land is good or bad. Are you kidding me? God gave it to them. He only gives the best. Amen. Amen. He only gives the best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look at this. Then he says, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. He's wanting to compare. Oh, if they're in tents, we'll be able to do something about it. But if they're in strongholds, if they've got walls around their cities, I don't think we can do anything about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 20, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage. Oh, my. He put that in there. That sounded real spiritual, didn't it? Be of good courage. He just negated everything that God said. God only said, go and look at the land. It is good. He never said anything about checking out the people. What are the people? What are the cities? Their circumstances. Trials. Amen. And that's how you and I look at things. So many times, whenever God is trying to get us to look at the good of the land, all we see are the giants. All we see is, well, maybe it is. I don't know if I really heard from God or not on this. Well, I tried that once and I fell flat on my face. Excuses, excuses, excuses. What happened to Proverbs 3? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You're not trusting with all your heart. You're trusting with all your head. Amen? Amen. See, that's where we're at with this. If we continue to use our natural thinking only, amen, and not start to use the spiritual insight that the Holy Ghost gives us, then we will always be in a place where we'll just be okay with what's going on. Now, I personally think that if it was left up to Moses, he would never have sent anybody up there. I don't want to even know about this place. Amen? Well, they've been satisfied for the last 40 years in the wilderness. Oh, they griped a little bit every once in a while, but when their bellies were hungry and they were thirsty, yeah, they got a little bit, you know, just touchy. They got sensitive. Amen? Hallelujah. God said, just look at the land. It's exactly what I told you it'd be, a land flowing with milk and honey. That's exactly what he said. He didn't say any more. They didn't need any more. You and I always need more. We need more explanation. We need more clarity. We need more instruction. We need more hands laid on us. Amen. Nothing wrong with any of that. But I'm just trying to put it in perspective of where we need to be and where we actually are. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Your life will not be one of ease, but you will hew your way with your sword. Amen. It's going to be a fight. Well, I don't want to fight. That's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to fight. Amen? We'll still love you. We'll still pray for you. We'll still let you come to church here. Amen? But everybody else will be shouting the victory, and you'll be in the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. I don't know. I just think that if we all rally up as one, then Satan will be overwhelmed. Amen? Hallelujah. I think I'm going to stop there for tonight. Amen. Hopefully, maybe the next time we'll go further. There's a lot to be said here, but I hope I gave you at least a couple of nuggets tonight to start, because it's really important for us to start. Amen? And not get overwhelmed by what's going on around us. Amen?
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.